He's the star of Discovery Channel's Property Wars. He's been personally involved in over 15,000 real estate transactions. Now he's here to help you win the property war. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or flipping, he's got the answer. It's the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
It is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by my home group, also by financing specialist Kevin Kaziski. You can call him, get him at 480-560-5555. Got to get your right options. You're the man. You're a hookup on that, so we got to get them over there.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Dylan from the Doug Hopkins team, he is the professional to get you the most money out of your property. You can call him at 480-498-8000. Clear title, Shannon Deutsch. Hook her up at 480-278-8470 for an incredible title experience. And, of course, DougHopkins.com. That would be the fast, easy way to sell your house. You go online, you put in your address, you're going to need a cash offer just like that. Or you can call them at 1-800-SELL-NOW.
Yes. What's going on, everybody?
I got a big announcement.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Well, right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Okay. Let's just get right into it.
You're starting your transition.
We're sponsored by Kirtland.
No. I have partnered up with Mortgage Tree Lending. Just started.
Awesome.
These guys, I've worked with them for 15 years. We're back working together. I'm really excited about it. I know Doug is too. We're going to be in this building too, having an office. So I'm really excited.
Are
about
you?
That. Yes.
You're going to. That's news to me.
Really?
Rent just went up.
Right?
Rent just went way up.
I think we just started talking about it.
Yeah.
A profitable experience right now.
But yeah, you know, in this climate of mortgages, it's important to have control. And I feel this will give me the ultimate control by being a partner and being able to make the decisions and help the borrowers the best I can. So I'm really excited about the move.
Hey, check you out. You've got swag the whole nine. Look at you, dude.
Yeah, Mortgage Tree Lending, Inc., not to be confused with Lending Tree. Did you guys steal that name?
No, we didn't steal the name. What are you talking about? Mortgage Tree was not used by anybody.
Yeah.
Listen to you. Are you causing trouble on my first?
Really? Like, right out of the box, huh?
Real quick, Kevin, explain the difference between a mortgage broker and a loan officer. I think that's a big thing, a benefit of you making this move. Is that correct?
Right. Well, you know, a loan officer could be a mortgage broker or in the more retail side. But the brokers, it allows you to have many different options on what financing you can offer people. It also is very efficient and fast. The rates are incredible. Yeah, it's a way to control the loan in a much easier and faster way.
Yeah, because it seems like some of these other companies, whether it's, you know, big box companies, I don't want to name anybody, but they only have access to a certain amount of programs, right? Yes. A certain amount of products. And when you're a broker, you have access to a lot more, it sounds like.
Yes, correct.
Cool.
Correct.
So if you want all the options in the lending world, we at the Doug Hopkins team have been able to give you all the options for your house for a long time. Kevin is just catching up. So we're glad that he's finally gotten into the modern age.
No. You know, the real benefit is that I have the control. If I want to do something or work with people, I can do that because I have to answer to me.
That's awesome.
That makes it better. Yeah.
Ultimate power corrupts absolutely, Kevin.
Just right, dude. Remember when we knew him when?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those deals. Yeah. So, oh my God, dude. Hey, so I got to just say, just really, I couldn't believe it. Doug, did you cry?
Oh,
It was brutal, dude.
Look at his face.
You know, I was so excited. I sit down, I start watching the game, and I'm not even a mega Jets fan, right? But I was so excited.
Yeah.
And like 2.5 minutes in.
Or less.
Less.
It's 27 seconds. 27 seconds.
Oh, God.
He played four plays.
Four magnificent plays.
I heard the Jets are paying him $1 million a second.
It was $10 million a play.
That's a big paycheck.
It was, you know. Whoa. What? You know, I don't want to talk about football right now. I can tell you this. Watching that game, it was a roller coaster of emotions for me. You know, him going down with the fourth play of the game made me sick to my stomach.
I really thought about that.
Was in shock and just felt sorry for him that whole team that's put everything into this, and he's put everything into this. And Aaron Rodgers gets a bad rap. You know, I met him up in Green Bay when I went up there I went up there to do teach them about real estate and whatnot twice. And he's a really nice guy, and I think he gets a bad rap because of the whole, you know, COVID not taking the shot thing. And
I think he's awesome.
If you watched Hard Knocks, he is one heck of a leader. He had that team loves him. And, you know, so the media doesn't, because, you know, the media is the media. But so they talk crap about him. But yeah, I'll tell you this. The guy is a leader. He's a winner. And I just feel absolutely horrible for him that, you know, he's going to be out for the year and maybe his career. I mean, he's 39 years old, soon to be 40. And
you just don't know.
Back from a torn Achilles, I mean, that's about the worst injury you can have in football. So I don't know. You know, that they pulled it out in the end and in overtime with that.
That was a great win.
Yeah. It was an incredible win. And I felt so happy for the team. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. They got Dallas. They got a really tough matchup.
Dallas looked pretty good.
Oh my God, they looked destructive, man. Yeah. Them in San Francisco last week were just unbelievable.
Yeah, and then the Cardinals have the Giants. The Giants looked horrible last week, and the Cardinals actually looked pretty darn good.
Their defense
blew me away.
Was cracking people. I mean, it was, if they can play like that all year, they're going to be in games. And I don't know how many they'll win, but it was actually fun to watch. And it's fun to watch the hitting going on. I'm excited about I don't think the Cardinals are gonna win a lot of games, but they're playing hard, and I believe in this coach and this GM, so we'll see. I don't want to talk about football anymore. It's really
We got one more last thing.
What?
Dude, he won the office pool.
I was right behind you.
You were right behind me. I picked the Jets to win. I thought I was going to lose it on Monday night, and the Jets wound up winning. Out.
Yes.
Yeah. The Jets wound up winning, and so I won $280. So,
look at your roller coaster of emotions night. Oh, my God, dude. I'm surprised you didn't just have a whole grabber there.
Yeah.
He did.
He did.
Hey, listen, a little public service announcement. I spent a good portion of Thursday morning talking with Gilbert Police Department and Joy, my girlfriend, who I'll set it up for you. So about 2 months ago, I wound up buying a house. Joy works for another company, and she sends me deals if someone wants a cash offer. So this lady needed a cash offer, wanted to sell right away. I wound up going over there, wound up buying the house. It was a lady's mother that passed away. And so she had to move all of her mom's stuff out of there. Well, she couldn't move a bunch of the stuff out of there, so she called a friend of hers to help her. Well, her friend, the mother who had passed away, her job was she was a notary. Yeah. And the friend that went to help her move all of her stuff wound up stealing the lady's notary stamp.
Oh, geez.
And started looking up people that were deceased. And quit claiming and stamping and recording quit claim deeds
person had a lot of knowledge.
This person had a lot of knowledge. She's a 70-year-old lady that was doing this and still is doing this, actually. So anyway, I get a call from this lady saying that she got a house gifted to her in Gilbert. And so I wound up going over to this house, and I'm like, well, how can I get into it? And she's like, well, I don't have the keys to it. The gentleman who died I was friends with, and he gifted it to me. So you're going to have to get a locksmith to open it up and then leave a key for me when you're there. It just didn't sound right. I've done this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I just
– red flags went right up.
100%. So I go over there. It looks like people are still living there. I am no way I'm going into this house.
Right.
So I knocked on the neighbor's door, and I'm like, hey, can you tell me, you know, do you know the people next door? She's like, yep. The guy passed away, but they still have other people living there. It doesn't look like they're home because they usually have cars there. So, and I said, well, I got a call. This lady said that she got the house transferred to her from this gentleman, and she doesn't have a key to it. It just sounds fishy to me. She goes, there is no way. I know him, and he's got seven kids. There's no way he would give it to her and not the kids. There's just no way. I'm like, okay, well, here's my phone number. You can call me anytime. I am not going to buy this house. I'm not going to give them an offer until I know for sure that something's going on. That afternoon, I get a call from one of the sons, and you know, and I showed him the tax record, said, hey, this house is in her name. She had a quitclaim deed done. And so they called the police. So, you know, the detective called me up, and, it's funny. The first part of the conversation, he goes, oh my gosh. He goes, I didn't put two and two together until I heard your voice. You're the Doug Hopkins. I listen to you guys on 92.3.
All right. Yeah. People hear us, man.
So shout out to the Gilbert Police Department. That's the second Gilbert Police Department.
Second Gilbert PD. Yeah. Might have been the same guy.
It could have been. Well, he's a detective. So
Not the same guy.
So.
We're cool with Gilbert PD. That's what's up.
Absolutely. Yes. So anyway, gave him the information I had, and then had Joy call him up and give him all the information, give him the actual people that were the victims here and the lady's phone number, and hopefully they get her. The crazy thing is I worked with another girl at Realty Executives, Ashley. The same exact thing.
Happened to her?
From the same exact person. So here's what I want to do. Public service announcement.
So hold on. That was a long time ago, right?
No, this was in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
So in order to protect yourself more, you can protect yourself. Go to recorder.maricopa.gov, and you got to go on there and register your house. Recorder.maricopa.gov. So go there. And it's called Title Alert. Get that done right now.
So if someone does something, it'll alert them, hey, someone's messed with your title.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get into that a bunch more with the Doug Hopkins Flipping Real Estate Show.
Buy it, sell it, invest it, or flip it. He's the number one realtor in America, and he's right here to answer your real estate questions. This is the Doug Hopkins Flipping Real Estate Radio Program.
I'm Doug Hopkins with My Home Group and DougHopkins.com. If you're looking to sell your house and want the convenience of a guaranteed cash offer, I'd be honored if you gave us a try. I've been working in Valley Real Estate for 25 years and have purchased over 18,000 homes during that time. DougHopkins.com offers you peace of mind while selling your house. Since I'm paying you cash, there are no banks involved, no closing costs, no expensive real estate commissions, and you can sell your house in as-is condition with no repairs. I take care of everything. DougHopkins.com will give you an honest cash offer for your house. We'll put it in writing and we'll guarantee it. We're not going to bait and switch you by offering a high amount contingent upon inspections. Then down the road, come back and try to renegotiate to a lower price. The price I offer the first time is the price I'll pay, and I'll guarantee it with a $5,000 non-refundable security deposit. It's as simple as that. Just go to DougHopkins.com for your free no-obligation cash offer 24 hours a day, or call 1-800-SELL-NOW. That's 1-800-SELL-NOW.
My Home Group is proud to announce a new partnership with the Doug Hopkins team and DougHopkins.com. Locally owned since 2005, Chaparral High School graduates Mark Hutchins and Jeremy Clevin have grown My Home Group to almost 20% of the local market share. With the power of DougHopkins.com, the countless years of experience and knowledge, along with the integrity of Doug Hopkins' team, and over 30 offices here in Arizona, My Home Group has become the place for real estate agents to get business done. My Home Group's created a low-cost, maximum value model and fee structure, giving Arizona real estate agents the best chance to run and grow your business. My Home Group has more top 100 agent teams than any other broker in the state. With real support, training, and collaboration, 70% of My Home Group agents close at least one deal a month. My Home Group did over $8 billion in production and over 21,000 transactions in 2021. Call us now at 480-685-2760. That's 480-685-2760. Or go to myhomegroup.com.
He's here to help you win the property war.
It's the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
The Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by My Home Group. Also, from our financing specialist, straight up right out of Mortgage Tree Lending, that would be Kevin Kosiski. You can call him, of course, at 480-560-5555. I was about to give out your number.
Yeah, it's okay. Just call me for everything. Kevin really isn't necessary.
Call KK. That's what's up. All right, sweet. We got DougHopkins.com, fast, easy way to sell your house. All you got to do, go online, and you can get yourself an offer just like that. Call them at 1-800-SELL-NOW. That's your other option. So online or 1-800-SELL-NOW.
Yes, well, we just had a special guest walk in. We are blessed to have Leon Barnes. He is in town from Tampa Bay, right?
That's right.
Well, originally from Kansas,
correct?
And he moved out to Tampa Bay. He's with Collective Genius, which I've talked about all the time on this show. So we start on Monday. We go down to Oceanside, and we're all meeting with about 150, 200 people.
It'll be over 200.
It'll be over 200 this time of some of the best entrepreneurs that do this business, buying, fixing, flipping homes in the country. And I'll tell you what, I've said this a bunch, but I owe a lot of the success of this company to the Collective Genius and the mastermind that you've helped put together, Leon. It is so impressive when you go out there and see the collection of really smart individuals that do this, and I get so much out of it every time I go. So thank you for that very much.
Of course. Well, we're only as good as our members, and you are one of those. You've been with us for 5 years now, I believe.
Yep, 5 years.
And, you know, we have roughly 185, but there'll be over 200 people that will be at this particular meeting, our Q3 meeting. We always come west, and so I thought I'd stop in and say hi to my good friend Doug Hopkins.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, you're going on Steve Trang's podcast, and you'll be on
media
there as
tour.
Well.
This is kind of nice. Yes. I think I was promoting a movie or something.
Yeah. You got a book or something? Yes. We got a plug we got to hit?
I probably should. Yeah. Next time I'll write a book before I come west. Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man. Always get those free plugs.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Leon is one of the nicest guys I've ever met. We were talking about Aaron Rodgers in the first segment, and when he heard that Aaron Rodgers signed with the Jets, first thing he did, he went out and got me a jersey, an Aaron Rodgers jersey, and had it sent over to me, and I wore it last Monday night watching the game. Unfortunately, it didn't bring me a lot of luck. Or
yeah, I was going to say, that might not be your lucky.
Unfortunately, it looks like I need to order you a Zach Wilson jersey. That's very unfortunate. My wife doesn't even love football. She doesn't really watch it, but she got into Hard Knocks, and I heard you guys earlier talking about Aaron, and just how different he seemed with this team and with the young guys and getting along and being a mentor and a leader for that organization. And my wife was like, he looks different. He looks younger. He looks like he's more engaged. He looks like he's having fun.
Yep.
And then she saw the first four plays. And unfortunately, she doesn't even love sports. And she said, man, I feel so bad for him.
I very rarely feel that bad after something happens like that. I can remember, I think it was 1986 when the Jets were up on Cleveland in the playoffs and lost. They gave up like a 17-point lead and lost that game. And I remember crying. I was 15 years old. I remember crying that day. Other than that, for sports, it really doesn't, you know, I get upset or I'll yell and scream. People love watching games with me because I get so passionate, you know.
Dude, definitely.
I mean, I lost my voice. I'm just getting my voice back now from screaming on Monday night when the punt return Gibson came back and scored a touchdown.
That was awesome.
And I probably jumped higher than I have in years. I'm lucky I didn't lose my Achilles that night, too.
Did you pull your hamstring or anything?
I got a little dizzy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, put you through some stretching routines before
the game.
Before you watch games from here on out.
Yeah, I saw some videos that were on TikTok of people watching that play and at home and whatnot. And I'm like, I resemble that. I'm jumping up and down, going crazy.
Did you know when it happened? Did you think, that doesn't look good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm not a doctor by any means, but it did not look good for his age at 39.
Did you guys see the up close where they actually zoomed in on it? And all of a sudden you can see that calf pop. Yeah, dude, that was definitely brutal.
At 46, still playing basketball, that's my biggest nightmare right there.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard comeback, man. That's really, really tough. I mean, he's not going to be able to walk for, 2 months or something like that? He's going to be in a wheelchair or
crutches or whatever. Have a knee roller, probably.
Yeah. yeah, I don't want to have
Dude,
that.
That's a that's a real good reason to not exercise and stay healthy. Yes. You know what I mean? Right there. All right. Well, so it's so great that you guys, you're leaving and then later on this afternoon, and then you're going to be heading out too to go to Oceanside?
Yeah, I actually take off tomorrow morning. I'm staying the night in Phoenix. We have an event on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I always get in the Saturday before just to make sure that we've got everything set up. We've been doing this for 13 years. I've been with the organization for five. I was a member for one before that. And I can tell you that what we were discussing earlier is we have the, you know, not only the most elite real estate investors like Doug Hopkins from Phoenix here from across the United States, it's also you have people that have elite hearts. Like these are giving individuals that are have abundance mindsets that come to every single meeting like Damon and Doug are presenting, even though he told me he won't present.
No, I let Damon do that, man. I don't like presenting, man. I let Damon do that. He likes to talk and gab. I'm cool just watching everything going on, you know. And
Some people have that gift and some people don't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I've never been comfortable.
You got the gift, you just hate using it.
I've never been comfortable, you know, it's crazy. I remember when I first started, somebody came to me, I think it was Spanky came to me and said, hey, you need to start a radio show. I'm like, I don't want to start a radio show. When I did the, when I first went to do Property Wars, I'm like, my whole thing was I was deathly afraid of public speaking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I froze up when I was in seventh grade giving an oral report in English. And ever since then, I would take an F. If I would do an oral report, I said, I'll do two written reports, but I'm not getting up in front of everyone and I'm not doing an oral report. And so, you know, most of the time they'd let me do a couple of, or, you know, a written report. But, you know, some classes I failed because they said, no, you have to do an oral report. And I'd just fail it. I'd pretend to be
sick that
day.
You were that phobic of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then when we did Property Wars, when they got a camera in my face, I froze up as well. And then after a while, I didn't care anymore because it just kind of all just blended in, and I didn't even recognize it anymore. It's just getting used to it, and I finally got over my fear. And, you know, I froze up a couple times on the earlier when I was doing a radio show years ago, 10 years ago. And then I realized, the words don't come to me, what I think feels like a minute and a half of mm-hmm. being embarrassed and
yeah, trying to get that
like
word
a,
or
a
find that
second.
Phrase.
It's usually half a second. That's, you know, it. Nobody even realizes that you can't come up with a word. There's a lot of times I'm talking and I can't come up with a word a lot because, you know, I don't have the best vocabulary in the world. But and my recall is not all that great as I get older. But it seems to work and I haven't had a problem with it since. I remember when they first said we want you to be the guy that does all the interviews on the news stations on NBC and Fox and everything else. And I'm like, there's no way. And like, Doug, you're the face of this thing. We want you to do it. And I was so red. I think the first one was Channel 3. And I was so red and shaking and sweating and everything else. And no problem. I did it and no problem. But it's until maybe my sixth or seventh time, then I got more comfortable doing it. It's not something that comes to me very easily, and I don't like doing it. I'll do it if I have to, but since I don't have to, and I got Damon willing to mm-hmm. go up there and for me, I'd rather just sit there and
enjoy.
Answer.
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy it and answer questions.
We'll let Damon do that part. You just keep doing what you do. He's not giving himself credit for is that if he doesn't do the presentation, you'll see him in breaks at lunch, at dinners.
Consistently giving out
mentor,
that info, huh?
Being a mentor to a lot of our younger investors and honestly, all of our members. He's always been someone that can be like a big brother to a lot of our members, and that's what makes that community tick is guys like Doug that maybe I don't present, but if you got a question, I've got an answer for you as based upon my experience.
Yeah, I'm great one-on-one. I remember when they first asked me to speak up in Las Vegas in front of 500 people, I said, there's no way. This wasn't CG. This was for
me this story when we first talked.
Yeah. And I'm like, there's no way. And then they put a check in front of me and said, this is what y'all pay. And I said, okay, I'll figure out a way.
Start talking.
you're wiping your sweat with $100 bills.
It was the worst. Absolutely the worst.
Yeah. You get an F, but you take the money.
Yeah. I watched the guy fall asleep in the front row. I literally watched him fall asleep, and I'm like, I don't know. I was done, and they said, hey, you know, take $10,000 of your money that we paid you and go buy yourself a bunch of clothes at Nordstrom's, because I think I went up there with some ripped jeans and a T-shirt. They said, you got to look the part, man. Take 10 grand. And I did. I went in and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I have to do better next time. And then Damon and I went on the stage the next few times and we killed it. So
who would have thought you would have turned into a spokesmodel spokesperson, right? I mean, really? We'll get back into more real estate right here on the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show on KTAR.
Over 15,000 real estate transactions and growing. This is the Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program with Doug Hopkins from Discovery Channel's Property Wars. So take me home. This is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
The Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Show brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by my home group, also by Highlands. Well, not my bad. I see I'm so used to saying that. It's now a Mortgage Tree Lending. And Kevin, your financing specialist, hit him up at 480-560-5555. Dylan Martin with the Doug Hopkins team, and you can get him at 498-8000.
498-8000.
Sorry.
You just a
tongue-tied like, moment thing going on right now.
I'm right there. And yeah. People know my number by now. I give my number out to people and they think it's fake every single time. First of all, when I call, you know, it says Doug Hopkins. Mm-hmm. So they're like, that's not Dylan.
No.
They're not picking up the phone and they think it's like an office line. I'm like, no, that's myself. Just call me anytime.
I paid big money for that number, bro.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm never letting you have it back. Yeah. So it's over. Well, I wanted to highlight one property. So here at the Doug Hopkins team, obviously, we help people with their cash offer solution. We are one of the top cash offer companies here in the Valley. But we have options. And one of the options that we have is our launch program. We don't list homes. We launch them. And part of the launch process is the radio show. We have right around 20,000 listeners that listen in every single week. And if you want your home aired on our radio show, give me a call at 480-498-8000 and we can do that highlight. This particular property is in Mesa in the East Valley. It's in the Bella Via Master Plan community right off Signal Butte and Warner. It's 2,739 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and it has the best outdoor living in the entire neighborhood, hands down. Huge outdoor kitchen, smoker, barbecue, misting system, gazebo, sauna, pool, waterfall. Like the thing is level 10, unbelievable. You got to see it. The address is 11013 East Sombra Avenue. Doug's going to have it on his Facebook page if you go to Doug Hopkins Real Estate, or you can follow me on Instagram at Dylan A. Martin.
Nice.
Wow, dude.
How much is that one?
Yeah, what do we got?
I'm not going to, I already said it. $700,000. $699,900.
Nice. Wow.
For that kind of property is
outdoor living stuff. That's awesome. Hey, how'd they do with the storms that came through here?
Just fine.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that I'm south of you guys, and obviously Falcon Field got hammered. We'll talk about that in just a second.
Unbelievable.
But I didn't get hit at all. None of my branches even broke in my property.
That's because that area sucks. Sorry, I just had to throw
the
swing.
That's crazy because average property values will stay different. That's like the wildest thing.
You know, you live out there, so it drops stuff down.
Yeah, I dropped the average price down for sure.
That's how it goes, dude.
Yeah, we got nailed with a microburst by Falcon Field, man. It's did you see some of those hangars down there at the Falcon Field?
It tore the front and the back of the hangar completely off the building.
Oh, were gone.
You could see through.
All the planes were turned over.
Oh, man, then that one wall that hit that old World War II from a bomber. Yep. It was wrapped around the wing. That was crazy.
You know where the Anzio's Landing and then the Stake and Stone used to be?
Yeah.
All those, the covered parking was all torn up. It was bad.
It was unbelievable that it came through so strong.
Yeah, I'm not too far from there in Lascendes, down off of Power McDowell, and we didn't get it that. We got it pretty hard.
We got it pretty good.
But not like that.
It continued past and hit Zaharis, that little school that's over off of, I think it's McDowell and Ellsworth. Man, destroyed that thing. Actually, they took a couple of days trees to get repaired. Kids have been out of school.
Yeah, my parents live on Lindsay and McDowell. They took off the chimney on their house and blew it down about five houses down. And I just had Weston go out there and fix it and replace it yesterday. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. You know, those microbursts are no joke. I mean, it's basically a tornado.
Little mini tornado.
Yeah, they're a mini tornado. I think they registered winds up to 90 miles an hour. I mean, that's insane.
Dude, I saw big 60-foot tall trees across from Red Mountain High School, totally torn down, roots up. I mean, and like 15 feet tall root system.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever been in a microburst? Have you ever been in one of those?
Like, I don't identify them as that. Was just a slight gust to me. I'm just joking.
I've been in two, and they are scary.
Yeah.
I mean, they are really, really scary. I remember being in one, it's probably 20 years ago, over off of Sossaman and Guadalupe, my old house. All the block walls were torn over. I remember the car wash; the whole car wash roof was gone. All the blocks were done in people's pools and everything else. The block walls went into people's pools. It looked like a war zone. I was driving down Sossaman Road, and it literally looked like a war zone. I could not believe how bad it was.
You don't realize how strong nature is until you run across something like that.
Yep.
We sent Darren out when he were at KISS FM, and he went to a big giant. It was down in New Orleans. Huge giant hurricane was coming in. He said he'd never been so scared. It was like 140 mile an hour winds, and he was inside of one of those like stairwells with another news reporter from I think it was ABC 15. And man, it was unbelievable. Because I never shook so hard. I was like scared, like that whole thing was going to topple over.
Yeah, well, last year when I was in Dallas, Texas, with Darren, and all of a sudden an alarm goes off like 8 o'clock in the morning. Tornado warnings, and we're hearing the tornadoes are touching down like 5 miles, 10 miles away. And that was scary. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Like I've never heard those sirens before. No, I've never lived in the Midwest.
No, we have all
speaking
over.
My language. I'm from Kansas, and now I live in Florida. So I've had tornadoes growing up as a kid, and now I have hurricanes twice now come through. And you're right that there is a difference, though, between those hurricane winds and tornadoes. Tornadoes scare the mess out of you because you've got all of these alerts and these warnings and all of these things.
Yeah, they come out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, and last minute they'll sound those sirens, and so it's pretty scary, but those microbursts are pretty much that. They just touch down.
Yeah, they hit kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird because at least the hurricanes and the stuff like that, you kind of have an advance notice. They kind of tell you a couple
two, three days
out, you know.
Yeah, at least 2-3 days, you know that this looks like it may be coming your way.
Might be time to go hang out with the uncles and aunts over in a different town.
I've lived in Tampa for 3 years, and I've already had two scares. This just a couple of weeks ago in October of last year. Thankfully, they went north and south of us. Unfortunately, hit those other areas.
Is it Gainesville up there?
It hit right where Alabama and kind of Florida connect there at the top of the north of the state. It went there. We did have some flooding, but we knew at least a 2-day window. But they take necessary precautions, especially when you're in flood zones. It's quick. We were in our office on a Monday having a Monday morning meeting at 10 a.m. By 11:45, they told us we needed to be out of the building by 1 o'clock.
Wow! They give you a quick notice.
You need to be
done,
out of this building, and the hurricane wasn't set to hit till Wednesday.
Wow!
And so they take
they start paying attention and take that serious.
Very much so.
Wow! I could just only imagine the weight, like all that wind coming through, and then the water. The flood stuff is what kills me. Is because you don't think about it, but that surge comes in like just and then you're under 12 feet of water.
Yeah, they know exactly. Evacuation zones are determined by surge. Mm-hmm. So we're in C, which is the third level. The surge has to be 12 to 15 feet. They know, again, this is Florida.
Based
upon historical data, they know exactly this particular area will flood based upon these tornadoes. Obviously, you have sirens, you have warnings, But you don't have a 2-3 day notice.
No, no man, those things just show up, especially in the middle of the night. It's Twister all over again. Look out!
So, what's insurance like for those properties that are in flood zone A, B, and C?
Oh, good question. So, this is a big thing right now in Florida.
Yeah, they're trying to stop insurance companies pulling out.
There's 2, 3, 4, 5. It seems like every quarter that are pulling out of Florida, and this has to do with the Category 5 that hit Port Charlotte, Fort Myers area last year. Insurance costs have continued to go up in the state of Florida. And I know there's a lot of real estate investors that buy houses, not only maybe here in Phoenix, but also may buy in Florida. In fact, we know a couple that do that. That is an area where if you are buying homes, a second home, or you're an investor, that evacuation A is unbelievable. We have a member that his business is in Albany, but he has a lifestyle that he wants to live in Florida. So he runs his business day to day in Albany. He has a place that's on the water just south of Clearwater Beach, Florida. His insurance, his first year moving from New York, which he and every other New Yorker have moved to Florida recently in the last 3 years. I can tell. You know how I can tell how many New Yorkers have moved to Florida? When you're sitting at a stoplight and the light turns from red to green and within 2 seconds you get a horn, that's a New Yorker behind you. For sure.
Absolutely.
That's a New Yorker. For sure. Yep. But that insurance has tripled, quadrupled. In some cases, I believe his was on the water. I want to say it was like $20,000. His insurance company drops him. He now has to go and get, you know, 3 or 4 bids. His first bid came in at $80,000.
Man, 4 times the insurance rate.
Just
imagine having
for
that
insurance.
Happen.
That's not his mortgage. Mm-mm. That's just his insurance.
I wouldn't insure it.
$80,000 a year?
$80,000 a year, and that was his first bid. His second bid was 6 figures.
You might as well just self-insure at that point. I mean, it doesn't
make
sense.
I think you'd sell your home, get a home on a hill, self-insure. Call it a day.
There is no hills in Florida.
Yeah,
no,
dude, I'm sorry.
It's one of the flattest states in the union.
Yeah. I'm out. You go down from there, man. It's all Everglades.
What about how far are you from Pensacola?
Pensacola is north, so that's probably a 3-hour drive north of me.
Got it. So I heard they don't get much, and it's a beautiful part of the state, and they don't get much of the storms.
That's kind of where that last storm went. It did not hit Pensacola specifically, but again, that's in that kind of that Florida, Alabama area. Yeah. We have good friends there, like Ren Bartlett is in that particular area. Cost of living is less than what you would find in Tampa, what you would find in Jacksonville, what you would find in Miami for sure. But I'm guessing because that the insurance, this is a statewide thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That if you're near the water or on the water, you should expect that your insurance is going to continue to go up.
Is Jason feeling that?
On their Airbnb, yes.
Yes, got it.
We'll talk about insurance, real estate, and a bunch more with the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Show right here on KTAR.
From investing to rehabbing to profiting, this is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
I'm Doug Hopkins with My Home Group and DougHopkins.com. If you're looking to sell your house and want the convenience of a guaranteed cash offer, I'd be honored if you gave us a try. I've been working in Valley Real Estate for 25 years and have purchased over 18,000 homes during that time. DougHopkins.com offers you peace of mind while selling your house. Since I'm paying you cash, there are no banks involved, no closing costs, no expensive real estate commissions, and you can sell your house in as-is condition with no repairs. I take care of everything. DougHopkins.com will give you an honest cash offer for your house. We'll put it in writing and we'll guarantee it. We're not going to bait and switch you by offering a high amount contingent upon inspections. Then down the road, come back and try to renegotiate to a lower price. The price I offer the first time is the price I'll pay, and I'll guarantee it with a $5,000 non-refundable security deposit. It's as simple as that. Just go to DougHopkins.com for your free no-obligation cash offer 24 hours a day or call 1-800-SELL-NOW. That's 1-800-SELL-NOW.
My Home Group is proud to announce a new partnership with the Doug Hopkins team and DougHopkins.com. Locally owned since 2005, Chaparral High School graduates Mark Hutchins and Jeremy Clevin have grown My Home Group to almost 20% of the local market share.
With the power of DougHopkins.com, the countless years of experience and knowledge, along with the integrity of Doug Hopkins' team and over 30 offices here in Arizona, My Home Group has become the place for real estate agents to get business done. My Home Group's created a low-cost, maximum value model and fee structure, giving Arizona real estate agents the best chance to run and grow your business. My Home Group has more top 100 agent teams than any other broker in the state. With real support, training, and collaboration, 70% of My Home Group agents close at least one deal a month. My Home Group did over $8 billion in production and over 21,000 transactions in 2021. Call us now at 480-685-2760. That's 480-685-2760. Or go to myhomegroup.com.
Make your home the best flipping home on the block. Find the right contractors and don't waste your money on the wrong repairs, upgrades, and improvements. Once again, here's Doug Hopkins on the Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.
It is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Show, brought to you by the Doug Hopkins team, powered by My Home Group, also by financing specialist and newest addition to the Mortgage Tree Lending family. That would be Kevin Kosiski. Call him at 480-560-5555. And, of course, DougHopkins.com. That's a fast, easy way to sell your house. You go online, you put in your address, you're going to get a cash offer, or you can call them direct at 1-800-SELL-NOW.
You know, I would like to refer to Kevin as Doug's stunt double for the rest of this segment.
For the rest
please.
Of this
just in case anything happens.
Yeah, Doug had to step out for something really important, so Kevin's in his seat, and it just doesn't feel right to have Kevin right here. But
I'm going to try to represent. You know, there's some big shoes to fill.
But, yeah, big shoes to fill.
I mean, he doesn't wait for it. Something.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to touch base a little bit and get more of a nationwide perspective as we get this thing rolling. Obviously, we're very focused here in Phoenix, sure. Just being a Phoenix radio station. But a lot of our listeners truly don't understand or maybe appreciate what the Doug Hopkins team is doing here in comparison with a lot of others around the country. And you have close to 300 members.
Yes, right? Over 300 members.
In every metropolitan area, right?
Every major metro, secondary market, most tertiary market
so
as well.
How is that comparison with what Phoenix is doing? So I'd like to dive into what the Hutt country is doing, how in comparison to Phoenix, and then how some of those other businesses compare to how we run things here with your, you know, high-level perspective.
Sure. So just to reiterate, we run an organization called the Collective Genius. We have over 300 members, which are real estate investors across the United States, like Doug Hopkins
yep.
here in Phoenix. This should be the best answer I can give you. At our meeting that we have upcoming next week, we always rely on our members to give the word on the street, right?
Yeah.
What is happening in your market, and the theme of this particular event is rigging the game. How are you rigging the game? Because the markets are still a little uncertain. You know, interest rates are higher than they have been in
totally
goodness in a lot of people's lifetime, but maybe since the 1980s. So to put this in perspective, we reached out to Doug and Damon because what they're doing here in Phoenix and how they're helping sellers here is as good as anybody that we have in our group, to put that in perspective. That's the best way I can
That's
answer
awesome.
That.
Yeah, they're the top of the class, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would put them in the top 3% of our membership base, and we have the nation's top real estate investors from all around the country. We have two in the UK. We have two in Canada. We've got a couple in South America as well. So
nice.
Almost international here, and we rely on investors like Doug and Damon to give us, you know, kind of what is it that you're doing in this market. And I reach out to Doug at least once a month and say, hey, how are things going in your marketplace? And, you know, Doug is he's so well known in this marketplace that his brand is well known because he delivers, and he has for a long time in this yep. city. He's synonymous with this city in real estate. We know that from our community because we rely on guys like him to say, all right, here's the things that we're doing. But I say, okay, Doug, you've got to take your brand out because you are a bit...
An anomaly almost.
Yes.
Yeah, kind
yes.
of.
You are very specific that you've built this brand in a city that you're synonymous with that city. So what is it that you're doing? And I can tell you this, the conversation we had about a month ago was that we go out and we see every seller and we give them the best options that work for them. That doesn't mean if we can't buy it for cash, then we will list the property as we were talking about a little early. Gives options versus just going out there with a hammer and only doing it with one tool.
I really like that analogy that you gave of a hammer, right? And I tell that story when I go and meet with the seller because that's the only option that we were able to provide for years. And it wasn't until about 5 years ago in 2018 where we really started to build this second option, our launch program, right? Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating when I hear that, that makes me excited because of course, you know, Doug has built something really cool and I'm really grateful to be a part of it. And Damon as well. I don't know if you know, Damon's my uncle.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So Damon's my uncle. He called me this week and I was going over the statistics in preparation for his presentation.
Oh my gosh.
Because he was like, hey, Doug or Dylan, I talked to Doug about the numbers, but I'd like to verify with you just so we can get all this done. Wow. So I was able to get him our statistics and everything. And truly what Sellers Advantage, our sister company, does in California, what we do here is really, really special. And that you can look at our reviews. You can see it when you meet with these sellers. We get so many people that call in and work with us over and over and over, right? Whereas most of these quick cash companies that are our competition here locally, they burn a lot of bridges. They structure the terms of their contract where they don't put $5,000 or $10,000 of non-refundable earnest money, where they do 30-day inspection periods and back out and put people in a hole. And Doug, you know, we've talked about it in multiple meetings about changing things up, shifting and moving, and he has a hard line that he will not inconvenience the sellers in any way, shape, or form. His name is synonymous with trust. Right. And he will not sacrifice it, even for some efficiency, right, in a procedures or systems type of thing that I will argue for. And he'll go, nope, I don't care if it's more inconvenient for our process. We will not sacrifice this. This is who we are.
Can I tell you the difference between what you were just talking about with an investor that's maybe been in the business for a short amount of time when it comes to the difference between someone like that and someone like Doug Hopkins? It's typically execution. It's typically time in the business, and there's a major difference there. Younger investors in the business, they can perform. They're working on building rapport.
Yep.
Someone like Doug that has been in the business and is in your living room, and he is building trust. There's a difference between building rapport and building trust. And that's the thing that I see with most high-level real estate investors is that time that they've built, it's the human element. And every time I talk to Doug, it's generally, we did everything we could for this one on a cash offer, but that wasn't what was best for the seller.
Yep.
You know, that's a different experience than you receive from someone that doesn't have the level of experience that Doug has.
For sure. It's fascinating to see because I watch a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of other investment companies and what they're doing. And I hear their average appointment time or their procedures and what they're doing. And me and Doug are in some of these houses for 20 to 30 minutes.
Doug's here just to make sure that
my grammar's correct. But imagine, if you will, a stranger walking into your home and 20 minutes later, you're selling your house to him, right? And that purely is the brand. Pure and simple. When I'm able to walk in and I send, you know, we have the message, what are they getting before the appointment, during the appointment, and after the appointment? Very on purpose, this communication of how they're being received and how we're putting them in the correct bucket to fit the amount of money that they want when they want it in, right? And the time that you spend with these people is indicative of how you're doing with that message, right? If it takes you 3 hours to convince somebody to sign a contract, it's probably not in their best interest.
No.
Those terms probably aren't great. They're not loving it. They're not going to give you a 5-star review and tell your friends that they felt warm and fuzzy when you left.
Nope.
Right. You know, compared to, you know, Doug, our teddy bear here, coming in and saying, hey, what would you like? And they go, I want this. And Doug goes, great.
Let's do this.
Sign three places. I'm out of here. One place. Sorry. And we're out of here. And you close whenever you want. It's just a completely separate experience.
Yeah. All you have to do is look at our reviews on Google. I mean, what do we have? 180-something 5-star reviews?
Yep. I'm really proud of you that you started to get more of those. It was just Dylan for the longest time. But No. But I really appreciate your insight there. It's cool to broaden the perspective, if you will, and just compare ourselves with others, because we get so narrow, you know, the sure. blinders on.
Well, I will say this, you know, for the past 4 years, I've continued to keep an eye on this because it's something that is personal to me as well, because Tampa, I moved there 3 years ago, has been in the top three of where citizens of the U.S. are moving to the most. One has consistently been either Miami or Vegas, where people from California or New York are moving to. But always second on that list is your city, mm-hmm. is Phoenix. Phoenix, for I can't tell you how many years, but I know I've been tracking it for the last four, continues to be a state as a destination for people moving here. Your city is continuing to grow. And so there's opportunity there on both sides, right? For sellers, but also for buyers as well.
Yeah. You know, I just saw a stat yesterday where there's been only four states that have actually seen employment rise, and Arizona was number one. So we're the number one for job growth in the country right now. And you can tell by just going down the 202, if you came here, to see all the building that's happening and all the commercial that's going up right now.
Yeah, we have, just to wrap this up in regards to job growth, we have the second most amount of commercial construction happening right now in the nation. The second most.
It's crazy. Well, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And Doug, you want to go ahead and tell these folks the end?
Yes. Go to DougHopkins.com for all your real estate needs. You want to meet me. You want to meet Dylan. You want to meet Kevin. We got you. Also, a special shout out to Corey. He sent us an email last week. Really, really cool. He's a firefighter that... sent us a really nice email, so I wanted to give him a shout-out.
I'll play pickleball anytime with you, Corey.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great rest of your weekend. Go Cardinals. Happy investing, everybody. Take care.
This is the Doug Hopkins Flippin' Real Estate Radio Program.